Mexican President Vicente Fox has canceled a trip to meet with President Bush later this month in Texas. It's in protest against yesterday's execution of Mexican national Javier Suarez Medina at the state prison in Huntsville. Mexico, which does not have the death penalty, tried to have the sentence commuted. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
News of Fox's decision to cancel his visit was announced at a hastily called press conference last night, just hours after Suarez was put to death. Presidential spokesman Rodolfo Elizondo condemned the death penalty as an irreparable punishment that can inadvertently be used against the innocent. He promised this protest would not be the last.
Mexico is confident that the cancellation of this important presidential visit will help strengthen the respect that all states have for the norms of international rights, as well as the international conventions that regulate the relationships between nations.
According to Suarez's defense, the Dallas police's failure to tell Suarez he could call his consulate violated the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations. Dallas police maintained they didn't know Suarez was Mexican. After the U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear his case, President Fox called both Texas Governor Rick Perry and President Bush, but to no avail. It was Suarez's 15th and final appeal. In one of his last phone calls, Suarez expressed regret for killing policeman Lawrence Cadena during an undercover drug bust. Speak with his family, he said. Ask them to forgive me for all the suffering I've caused them. I know the oldest son of the man I killed truly hates me, and I don't blame him. Cadenas' son, Lawrence Jr., witnessed Suarez's execution and spoke to reporters afterwards. God willing, he's in a better place, he said. I hope the best for him and for his family. He died a much easier death than my father. Suarez was the fifth Mexican put to death in Texas in the last 20 years, and the news there was taken in stride. But across the border, in Suarez's hometown of Piedras Negras, Mexican human rights groups had protested vehemently. Juanita López was among hundreds of activists.
At the border here this morning, we delivered 5,000 signatures to the Mexican consul in Eagle Pass. We're waiting for him now with white flowers here in Piedras Negras.
Across Mexico, radio and television reports followed the case closely, for the most part condemning Suarez's treatment. In one TV poll following Suarez's execution, 4 out of 5 Mexicans agreed his death was unfair. But not all supported Fox's decision to call off talks with President Bush on migration and drug trafficking. Sergio Sarmiento is a commentator on Mexico's TV Azteca.
Sin embargo, es un error que el gobierno de nuestro país
se Javier Suarez Medina was a drug dealer, he said, who killed a cop in cold blood, and he admitted as much. Washington is trying to downplay Fox's snub. Fox was the first foreign leader to visit President Bush, but this cancellation is the latest sign of an increasingly strained relationship. Prior to September 11th, there was momentum in both countries to reach an immigration accord for millions of Mexican workers. To Fox's frustration, that effort has been sidelined by U.S. security concerns. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.